Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Tunnel 29 by Helena Merriman is a narrative non-fiction account of one of the most daring escape operations of the Cold War, set in the shadow of the Berlin Wall. Drawing on historical records and widely reported interviews, the book reconstructs how a small group of young people in West Berlin planned and dug a tunnel to rescue friends and strangers trapped in the East. Merriman frames the story through multiple perspectives, the engineers and students risking arrest, the East Berliners weighing hope against surveillance, and the Stasi and border guards determined to stop defections. The result is both a thriller-like chronicle of logistics and danger, and a human story about loyalty, fear, and moral choice. Without turning the era into simple heroes and villains, the book highlights the crushing pressure of a divided city and the ingenuity required to outwit a heavily controlled border. It also shows how personal relationships can become engines of resistance when politics harden into concrete and wire. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a divided city and the machinery of control. A key theme is how Berlin became a laboratory of separation, where ideology was enforced through physical barriers and a pervasive security system. The book situates the escape plan in the early years of the Wall, when families were abruptly split and daily life was reorganized around checkpoints, restricted travel, and constant suspicion. Merriman emphasizes that the Wall was not only a structure but a psychological weapon, designed to convince East Berliners that leaving was impossible and that dissent would be punished. The narrative conveys the lived reality of surveillance, informants, and sudden arrest, showing how fear could seep into friendships and even families. At the same time, it illustrates how West Berlin functioned as both a refuge and a pressure cooker, filled with displaced people, foreign journalists, and political actors all watching the border. This context matters because it explains why a tunnel was more than a clever idea. It was a direct challenge to a state's claim of total control and a response to the desperation created by enforced immobility. Understanding the atmosphere of control clarifies the enormous stakes for everyone involved, from would-be escapees to those who helped them. Secondly, the engineering challenge of digging under the wall. Another important topic is the practical, technical reality of building an underground route in secrecy. The book highlights the ingenuity required to turn a bold concept into an operational tunnel, choosing an entry point, calculating distance and direction, managing ventilation, shoring up unstable soil, and disposing of excavated earth without attracting attention. Merriman portrays tunneling as grueling labor rather than cinematic adventure, with cramped spaces, exhaustion, and the constant risk of collapse or flooding. The diggers also faced time pressure because any delay increased the chance of discovery by patrols, neighbors, or informants. Logistics extended beyond the tunnel itself. Tools had to be acquired quietly, noise had to be minimized, schedules had to be coordinated, and communication with people in the East had to remain secure. This topic reveals how resistance often depends on unglamorous competence and teamwork. The tunnel becomes a symbol of problem-solving under extreme constraint, where small errors could cost lives. By focusing on the process, the narrative underscores that extraordinary escapes are built from ordinary decisions repeated correctly, night after night, under conditions that test both skill and nerve. Thirdly, motives, relationships, and the human cost of escape. The book explores why people risked everything to leave and why others risked everything to help them. Merriman treats escape not as a simple quest for freedom, but as a complex web of motives: love and loyalty, fear of political repression, desire for opportunity, and the unbearable pain of separation. The narrative pays close attention to relationships, showing how personal bonds could inspire acts of courage that politics alone might not. At the same time, it does not romanticize the decision. Escape meant leaving behind relatives, jobs, and a familiar life, and it carried the possibility of imprisonment or violent death. Helpers in the West faced legal consequences and moral dilemmas, including questions about whom to prioritize when space and time were limited. The story also reflects the psychological burden of living with secrecy and uncertainty, where a single misstep could expose an entire network. By examining these human factors, the book broadens the meaning of the tunnel beyond a route under the wall. It becomes a passage through fear, guilt, hope, and responsibility. Readers see how the Cold War was experienced not only through headlines and speeches, but through intimate choices made in kitchens, stairwells, and dark basements. Fourthly, surveillance, countermeasures, and the cat-and-mouse dynamic. A central tension in Tunnel 29 is the contest between escape organizers and the East German security apparatus. The book details how the Stasi and border forces work to detect tunnels and disrupt escape attempts through patrols, intelligence gathering, and pressure on communities. Merriman shows that the state's power did not rely solely on technology or manpower, but on information, intimidation, and the cultivation of mistrust. This creates a cat-and-mouse dynamic where both sides adapt constantly. Tunnelers must anticipate how the authorities think, while authorities try to predict the next method of escape. The narrative illustrates how secrecy becomes a resource and a vulnerability. At the same time, the more people who know, the higher the risk of betrayal, yet the fewer who know, the harder it is to execute the plan. This topic highlights the moral ambiguity and paranoia that surveillance states generate, where an ordinary neighbor might be an informant and where a single rumor can trigger raids. It also demonstrates how power operates through uncertainty, making people police themselves. Against this backdrop, the Tunnel Project reads as an act of strategic improvisation, requiring not only engineering skill but also operational security and psychological resilience. Lastly, media, memory, and the afterlife of a Cold War escape. The book also examines how dramatic escapes were captured, narrated, and remembered, and how those narratives can shape public understanding of an era. Tunnel 29 is widely associated with international media attention, and Merriman explores the complicated relationship between journalism and clandestine action. Publicity could amplify the symbolic impact of an escape, turning it into proof that the wall could be beaten. Yet exposure also increased risk, potentially endangering people still in the East and drawing heightened scrutiny to future attempts. This topic invites readers to consider how stories are constructed, whose perspective dominates, which details become legend, and what is simplified for an audience hungry for clear moral lessons. Merriman's approach emphasizes the individuals behind the headlines and the long-term consequences they carried after the moment of escape. The afterlife of the tunnel includes trauma, pride, regret, and the uneven ways societies commemorate courage. By framing the escape as both an event and a narrative object, the book encourages a more nuanced view of Cold War history. It suggests that memory is not a static record, but an ongoing negotiation between personal testimony, public mythmaking, and historical evidence. In conclusion, this book suits readers who like true stories that read with the momentum of a thriller but still deliver historical depth. Fans of Cold War history, Berlin Wall narratives, and accounts of resistance and survival will find a gripping case study grounded in real people and real constraints. It is also a strong choice for readers interested in how ordinary individuals can organize under pressure, because the tunnel effort depends on planning, discipline, teamwork, and emotional endurance rather than heroic fantasy. The book can benefit a reader's life by sharpening perspective on freedom and agency. It shows how quickly rights can be restricted, how propaganda and fear can distort everyday decisions, and how meaningful solidarity can be when it carries personal risk. Compared with similar books about the Berlin Wall, Tunnel 29 stands out for its balance of technical detail and human intimacy, making the mechanics of escape as compelling as the motives behind it. It also foregrounds the moral complexity of helping others when consequences are severe. For readers choosing among Cold War escape accounts, this one offers a distinctive blend of suspense, context, and character-driven storytelling that makes the history feel immediate and unforgettable. If you would like to support Helena Merriman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.